Governor Kevin Stitt vetoes a bill that would have cut Oklahoma's affordable housing tax credit. House Bill 2760 would have reduced its annual cap from $4 million to $2 million. Mental Health Association Oklahoma Chief Housing Officer Greg Shin says Stitt's veto message correctly noted cutting the incentive would not provide more money for the state budget until fiscal year 2023.
So I think it was two things. Understanding it will have no impact on the state budget now, and understanding the economic impacts, the positive economic impacts of the development of affordable housing.
According to a study commissioned by the Oklahoma Coalition for Affordable Housing, $19 million in tax credits awarded since 2015 will have an $839 million overall economic impact in the state. Stitt also noted the cut was retroactive and would have affected projects already in progress. Democratic Rep. Monroe Nichols of Tulsa fought hard against the bill and says keeping the tax credit at its current amount will have a big impact.
I think they talk about you shouldn't spend more than 30% on housing. And I know if we look across the community, there's a lot of folks who are just going broke to put a roof over their head. And that's something that desperately needs to change.
A bill Nichols carried last year lifted a population cap on the state affordable housing tax credit, so projects in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Cleveland counties could claim it starting November 1st, 2019. Before that, they could claim only a federal one. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.